Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. You know, Psalm 46 is pretty well known to Lutherans. It forms the basis of the great Reformation hymn, which we just sang, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. The hymn has been, well, it's been a comfort for many Christians since its writing. It not only recognizes the real problems that we face because of the world, our sinful flesh, and the devil, but it also provides comfort and security to those who are in the fortress of Jesus' protection. The hymn is beautiful and comforting because it reflects the basis of the Holy Scriptures. It's Psalm 46. Neither the Roman Catholic Church nor the government in Luther's day would accept the teachings of the Reformers. The world, or in fact, both powers brought great turmoil to Luther and those who followed him. The world at that time was also filled with plagues and death, and the devil was actually recognized as active in the lives of everyday people. This psalm recognizes all these troubles and mayhems, while at the same time reminding its readers that God is a mighty fortress, that the Lord of hosts is our refuge, and all who trust in him are safe. Natural disasters, well, they seem to be everywhere this year. Tsunamis and earthquakes, mudslides, forest fires, floods, hurricanes, and tornadoes continue to plague our planet. The psalm mentions many of these things that afflict our natural world. The earth giving way, mountains falling into the seas, the waters roaring and foaming, the trembling of the earth. It's easy for Christians to say we will not fear, but doubt is an inevitable result of sin within each of us. We do fear that at the turmoil of the world around us. Some are better at hiding it than others. Even we Christians will not overcome the totality of fear in our own lifetime because our sin is still with us. It is still part of us. However, in this psalm, God promises to be our refuge and our strength. He is our very present help in trouble. In the midst of these troubles, the psalm gives actually an alternate picture. Peace. Peace for those in Christ Jesus. While the world may be captivated by all the troubles of natural disasters, the psalm pictures a calm river whose streams make glad the city of God. The world is indeed corrupted and sinful, but such peace is promised to the children of God. Their eyes should not focus on the things of this world of death, but on the things that are in heaven, eternal life. All who are baptized into Jesus' death and resurrection shall see the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. The world around us is in chaos, no doubt about it. However, once we enter into the presence of God who speaks to us through his gifts of word and sacrament, peace and stability are restored. In addition to the natural disasters that we face in this fallen world, fallen humanity, that'd be us, itself still causes us great anxiety and fear. The attacks spread by humans cause much more pain than natural disasters do. Nevertheless, God is our refuge against our worldly enemies. God is our refuge against the powers of evil. While the evil is constantly on attack today, our country continues to fall away from God. That's one of the biggest problems we have, people falling away from God and into the devil's lies. The psalmist redirects our gaze to the proper place. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. A mighty fortress is our God. Reminds us that our God is a mighty fortress, a trusted shield and weapon. There is nothing that can harm those who are in Christ Jesus. The world can torture and kill, but God defeated the powers of sin, death, and the devil through the death and resurrection of his Son, Jesus. All the raging powers, including the struggles and pain that they cause, cannot stand against the crucifixion of Jesus, his resurrection, and our baptism that intimately connects us to him. The Lord our God will make these evils cease on the day of Jesus' glorious return. We live in a world of seeming chaos and natural disasters. These things afflict hundreds and thousands of people. There are wars. There's rumors of war, protests and violence, viruses, COVID-19, and now we're heading into the flu season, abortions, and every other kind of sin. They are all the work of the devil. Yet in Psalm 46, we are reminded that no matter how chaotic things may seem, God stands above them all, and he promises a place for us, a place of comfort, a place of safety in the midst of evil. We find this safety where? Well, it's in Jesus. Jesus takes care of us. Apart from Jesus, there is only death, fear, and suffering and the works of the devil. But in Jesus, we have a mighty fortress indeed. But in Jesus, He is the mighty fortress. He's our respite until we close our eyes in this life and then are raised to never-ending joy as God's children. Thanks be to God. Indeed, thanks be to God that he worked through the Reformation to bring such clarity back to his children. The clarity of the gospel of Jesus, who removes the works of sin, death, and the devil. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.